I'm Steve Arterburn with the New Life Moment. The newspapers called her the Central Park Jogger. She was raped, bludgeoned, beaten, and left for dead. Due to the gravity of her injuries and potential brain damage, the emergency room physicians suggested to her parents that it might just be best if they allowed her to die. But she didn't die. She lived and began the painful task of relearning the simplest of life skills, such as eating, walking, talking, and writing. Her recovery was remarkable because she was able to reframe what had happened to her in the park. She now speaks to survivors of trauma, rape, and acts of violence. She's an inspiration to anyone fortunate enough to hear her speak. And it all began when she reframed her tragedy in a way that it could be used to make her stronger rather than destroy her. Do you need to reframe some pain in your life? Visit newlife.com. I'm Steve Arterburn, and thanks for listening to this New Life Moment.